Chapter 09, Personality Focused Videos. I don't want to sound biased here, but if you really want your marketing videos to deliver a punch and increase your chances of converting your viewers, you definitely need to check this out. I recommend personality focused videos. Because they go a long way in really delivering the strategic advantages you get with video. Video is powerful because it creates presence. When that presence is paired up with a direct human-to-human connection amplified by the richness and intimacy of the human voice, you have yourself a potent cocktail of persuasion tools. There are no two ways about it, but there are serious disadvantages with a personality-focused approach to video marketing. Still, with everything else being equal, this is the best type of video for marketing purposes. Advantages. If you're looking for a brand-centric approach to video marketing, this is it. Since your face is your brand, and your personality is your brand, this approach goes a long way in creating a direct, personal connection with your audience. As much as technically possible, you create that human-to-human interaction. The viewer can be put in a position where he or she can say, "I get you. I understand where you're coming from. I feel you." If you're able to do that, it's so much easier to build trust. It's so much easier to get people to go to where you need them to go. Also, if you are going to be putting your face on video, you get a competitive advantage since many of your competitors focus on slideshow, automated text-to-video tools and other volume-based approaches to video marketing. Very few of them would actually put their face on video for whatever reason. Disadvantages. The moment you put your face on video, things can get too personal. Whatever you say, whatever you do and whatever stuff you write will eventually come back to your face. In other words, people can put a face to text or can put a face to ideas. It's easy to see the advantages to this. You know, you create a brand in a very direct and personal way. You connect with people in a very human, intimate, and sincere way. So far, so good. However, the problem is, what if you say something out of turn later? What if you tweeted something while you're in a bad mood? What if you were suffering from a bad day and you said something that you should not have said? What happens to your brand then? A lot is riding on your brand, and it's very easy for people's brands to go up in smoke just because they did the wrong thing at the wrong time, and that got the attention of the wrong people. Also, if your brand becomes too personal, what happens when it's time for you to cash out? I know people who have built up businesses that make $5,000 a month, and they turned around and sold that business for six figures. This is going to be a problem if your brand is your face. For example, your website is Joe Blow, and you have Joe Blow videos on YouTube. Everybody loves Joe Blow. What happens if Joe Blow goes away or takes a permanent vacation from the business? It may be very hard for you to unload your business. At that point. Also, highly personalized videos are more expensive to make. This goes without saying. It takes a lot more time. You probably are going to be nervous at first. You're going to go through take after take after take. Furthermore, you're going to have to invest in video editing. You can do this yourself, but people try to put in a lot of time. You can also hire somebody off places like Fiverr, but depending on the length of the video, it can cost you quite a bit of money. Regardless, you need a solid script and great narration skills so you can basically read the script in a very human and casual way. It shouldn't be obvious that you're reading a script. Your eyes shouldn't be just focused on the screen, and it's obvious that your eyeballs are slowly moving as you scroll through the script, and then you go back to the first line like a typewriter, and then you go down and hold back to the first line. That's awkward. Ideally, your script should just be a couple of lines and you speak improvisationally. You basically just have a screen in front of you with the major ideas that you'll be talking about. Since you know these ideas like the back of your hand, you only need to be reminded of them for you to just speak naturally. That takes quite a bit of practice, and it takes quite a bit of skill to do that. Enhancements. To really take this video marketing type to a whole other level, you need to make sure that you produce only enhanced videos. First, invest in branding. Elements like a small audio snippet or animation that ends with your brand or logo. This makes your video look more like the kind of stuff you would see on TV in news segments or special interest segments. You can get a high-quality logo as well as great opening music or even opening introductory animation from places like Fiverr or Freelancer.com. It's also important when you are doing personality-focused videos to call the viewer to engage. You basically tell the viewer, "I need your comments. What do you think about this question? When did this happen to you? Please share in the comments, like this video and share it on Facebook." That's how you deliver on your personality. You can't just say, "See you next time." You're wasting your golden opportunity when you do that.